The time has come where two business besties, that's us, come together to share all of the behind the scenes, laughter, tears, trial and tribulations of exiting our 9-to-5s and building out a multi six-figure coaching and learning company for women entrepreneurs. Imagine this, you're sitting around a cozy living room, the hot beverages are poured, and you and your besties are talking about the real honest moves you're making to grow a sustainable business and how you're doing whatever it is that you love all day. That is this podcast episode.
Hi everyone, Kayla here, your Virgo systems queen and manifesting generator to that core. I love creating effective, profit-driven business systems that take the guesswork out of growth and scaling. My mission is to support women in building your wealth.
And I'm Nicole. If you've been around for a minute, you probably know that I am the host of our TGIM segment on the podcast, which is your weekly dose of mindset and manifesting inspo. I'm a human design generator, an Aries sun, and the woman with about 1,000 ideas in my head a day. Exiting my teaching job was both terrifying and thrilling, and it wasn't until I met Kayla and we built this company did I truly feel like my ideas could be brought to life in a successful, profitable business.
Our intention on this podcast is to take you backstage of what it's been like building this company. From hiring and firing, the systems and processes that are required, the deep mindset work that we're committed to, and to show you how it can all be done. Because we don't believe in gatekeeping around here. And of course, we want to bring all of our humanness to the show to let you know that we're not any different than you.
So sticking true to our motto, we want to show you how you can all make a lot of money, have a lot of fun, and do a lot of good in this world. Come hang out with your business besties every Thursday. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to this week's episode of Biz Besties. We are your hosts, Nicole and Kayla. This episode is, we think that in 10 minutes or less, we're going to be able to tell you our top things that we would do differently if we were starting our business over today, April 2024, not May 2020. If we were to start over today with the knowledge, experience, ups and downs that we've had over the last 4 years, and what we would do to get to our first $100,000. So that's what this episode is going to be about. We know you're going to want to save this episode. So you can do that by heading to the top and press the little bookmark button there. And then also get out a pen and paper, write these things down. And if you have any questions, know that you can always ask us in the DMs or send us an email. If you want us to elaborate on any of these things further, we're happy to do that. Because this is going to be a crash course of the things that we would do differently now as seven-figure business owners starting over to get to our first $100,000. And before we get into it, Kayla, what are you grateful for today about having your own online business?
I am grateful for time freedom. Of all the freedoms that we could have, having our own business, money freedom and location freedom and time freedom and everything. I'm so grateful for time freedom because I get to shape how my day plays out and how I spend my life because I'm in charge of that.
I'm grateful for location freedom because in the last 6 weeks, I've been to Mexico. I've been to New York. I'm going to Seattle next week. So being able to either say, hey, I'm going to work while I'm away, or know that I can get back to work when I get home, but I don't have to ask anybody for that time off, or I don't have to like fear of trying to sneak my work in from being at the beach or whatever it might be. It's just like, I get to work from wherever I want. And that is one of my greatest privileges and gifts.
I love it.
Okay. We've got a couple things each. If we were to start over today with the knowledge that we have now and build up to our first $100,000, first six figures in our business, what is one of the top things that you would do?
Okay. I invite you to be a queen and take your business so seriously right from the beginning in the most fun way. So I would say manage your money properly. That is the first thing that I would do. I would accept payments by credit card, get a Stripe account, and then take that money and make sure you're saving the amount for tax you need to save. Make sure you're saving for your GST. Make sure you're saving for whatever you need to save for your own personal saving, and then paying yourself every single month. In my aligned purpose, over years we've been doing this now, we have never had a month where we haven't paid ourselves, because from the beginning, we've always taken this seriously. And I have to say, I'm so grateful for that.
Okay. Any resources of where people can find out how to set themselves up for how much they set aside and how to do this?
Okay. In every single course we ever teach and inside of our year-long mastermind Aligned CEO method, we talk about this all the time. And I always teach about this. the way that I learned about it and I took the good from it and left the rest is through the book Profit First by Mike Michalowicz. It's American focused and I love the book, and I got the concept of saving different pots of money and making sure that we're organized with paying ourselves and making sure we prioritize paying ourselves. And yeah, if you grab Profit First and read that and take what you like, you'll be way better off.
Awesome.
What about you? What's yours? Number one.
Okay. Number one thing that I would do differently now is I would be so direct to the person that we are talking to / selling to, inviting into our program. I wouldn't be trying to solve everybody's problems. I wouldn't be like, well, I like talking to this person and that person and blah, blah, blah. I would be crystal clear on the person I want to work with and then dial my messaging to speak to them. And the way that you, the listener, can start to do this is think about a problem that you know you can solve. You've probably experienced it in your own life and solved it for yourself. These don't have to be life-changing problems that we're solving. So I would think about the problem that I know how to solve confidently. And I would know, surely, that other people have this problem and I can help them solve it. And I would speak directly to them and I would say things that would cut the crowd in half, where I would know I'm not talking to you. So if this ruffles your feathers or you feel offended by this, or you don't feel like I'm speaking to you, excellent. Because that means the person who I am talking to feels heard and feels seen. And I think direct messaging people in our sales page and on our Instagram and in our emails and these sorts of things allows people to feel themselves to be heard in the message. And it makes them want to get curious about what it would look like to go deeper in your business. So that is absolutely number one priority for me, directly messaging the right person.
Okay. I agree. My next one would be jump in with 2 feet and sign up for an all-in-one platform that allows your business to run. It's like paying rent on your online business every month. And I would do it even if you're scared. If you're taking your business seriously and you're ready to go all in, sign up for Kajabi and use Kajabi as the platform that has your website. It has all of your offers. It accepts money. It sends marketing emails. It has your customer relationship management system. So it has a database of all the people who have signed up for your email list, who have ever worked with you. You can tag them. You can segment through Kajabi. It's just like the actual things that you need to run a business that makes money are all contained within Kajabi. And we hear so often people who are on the fence of taking their business seriously, they're not quite there yet. They're too scared to sign up for Kajabi because of the cost. It's $149 or $119 or something a month to get the growth package, like the just beginning package. Need to have faith that you can make more than $119 a month in your business. And just think of your business, even though it's online, like any other business that ever existed, there are going to be overhead costs. This online business model is the most profitable model ever. But you do need a website. You do need where people are going to find you so that you can make sales.
If you're curious about, okay, diving into Kajabi, we have a Kajabi masterclass. We can link that in the show notes.
Oh yeah. Good idea.
Kayla is a Kajabi queen. Truly, they've sent her swag because she's, how many emails have you sent in Kajabi over the last 4 years?
Actually millions.
Yeah. Millions.
Literally, It goes and grows and grows. But if you don't have the infrastructure in place to run a business where people show up to buy from you and they feel like you're organized and they're excited to buy and you're excited they're there, then they're not going to take it seriously. And neither, it's really obvious that you aren't either.
Okay. That's a great segue into the next thing that I would absolutely do if we were starting over today. I would understand the importance of collecting emails. I cannot stress this enough. There's people out there who think email is dead in 2024. You're wrong. It's not. We are living proof that they work and they're still going. And I would have a way that collects emails in a way that people are excited about exchanging their email. So right off the hop, having the most incredible thing that you could call a freebie that you give to people in exchange for their email and grow your email list.
Yeah, we say this in Align Business School and in Align CEO Method, but our theory is make the deposits in the bank before you take a withdrawal. So the deposits part is give, get people to know you, have those free offers, have the things that people say, yes, I want to sign up and learn more. Yes, that divide that you shouted out on your social media, you're speaking to me. I see that and you're here to help me. And then offer the help that you can give through your paid offer. Mm-hmm. That's how it goes.
We make a good majority of our sales through our emails. It's a great way to connect with people and share maybe a little bit more than we would on our social media. Like when people get on the email list, we say different things to them. And you own it again, because we pay for Kajabi. So we pay to own our email list. We don't own social media. Old Mark Zuckerberg or whoever is still taking care of it could say today or tomorrow, pay me for this, or I'm shutting this down or whatever it is. You don't own Instagram. But you do own your email list, and there's power in that.
Absolutely. Okay. The last thing that I want to say before we go is around hiring and bringing other people into your business. There's two elements of this. When you pay for a mentor, coaching, working with someone who knows what they're doing, who is way further ahead than you are and is willing to help you get there, you can shortcut your path. So if I were to do this again, I would sign up for a mentor way faster than we did. We signed up for our first full-on multiple five-figure coaching program that we participated in June 2021, and we started My Align Purpose in June 2020. So we waited a whole year because we didn't know who in the industry was doing what we want to be doing. And so we were looking around, but we didn't know that was going to catapult us to the next level. And when we found our first mentor, that introduced the concept that not only could we make multiple six figures a year, we could make multiple seven figures a year. And I remember that visioning process and seeing that mentor doing it and thinking, oh, yes, our number one goal is to make something that we can make one time and sell many times. And that was the tipping point. So I would do that right away. Find a mentor that is doing what you want to be doing. And then the next thing is I would hire an assistant, hire someone who can work in our business and do the things that I'm already doing that are moving the business forward that I don't want to be doing anymore, so that I can focus on the next thing that needs to get done. So if I have somebody doing admin, organizing Kajabi, sending emails, I can focus on writing those emails, having the messaging dialed, delivering to clients, all of the things that actually make money, so that I'm not, my brain space isn't split between admin and doing the things that are delivering to clients and adding value.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, especially on the mentorship piece. That's why we're huge advocates of the people that are out there, and you might feel like you're flailing. Let's have a chat. We are very confident we can take you to the next level, because we know that's the power of mentorship. It's what happened for us. I would never not have a coach.
Yeah. It's not on the table for me either.
Okay. That is our five tips to each, bonus one from Kayla that we both agree on. We agree on all five of these together. There are so many more, but we were just thinking, yes, we are here at this stage of our business. And if you're listening to this and thinking like, oh, I'm not ready yet, or I'm not far enough along, you're in the right place at the right time. In fact, if you are just starting over right now, you are in such a good place. Or if you're just beginning right now, you're in such a good place, because you can learn what to do and what not to do right off the hop. And so I think that's also a gift and a privilege, and you're welcome here, and you're welcome in our community. And we want to help more women make that first $100,000, because once you crack the code on that, truly everything else will start to feel easier. If you can figure out how to have a six-figure business, the rest just starts to get easier and easier. It really does.
Mm-hmm. It's all experimenting. Okay, come and work with us. Let's do this together. We will show you all the behind the scenes and support you on your journey.
Yeah. Okay. Ciao for now.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I wanted to just pop in here and share that if you're looking for a way to look into the offers that we have, or start building out your own podcast, maybe your own business, explore what Kajabi is. I know we mentioned it earlier on this episode. I wanted to remind you that when you head to our website, myalignedpurpose.com, and you head to available offers, There you'll see all of our different courses and programs. So there we have Align CEO Method, Align Business School. We have our Podcasting 101 course. We have our Monetize Your Podcasting course. We have Learn How to Launch, which are our three simple strategies to have your best launch yet. We have our Intro to Kajabi Masterclass. We have all of our money courses. We've taken over 500 women through these money courses. You can bundle two of them together or buy them separately. Manifesting Millions is the bundle, or you can get Manifesting Money Masterclass or Millionaire Mindset. Then for $20 and under, we have our New Year Aligned You workbook. So if this is feeling like the beginning of the new year for you now, that might be a great time to dive into that. And then we've got our free training, which is Skills to Build. So I just wanted to make sure that if you've not been over there lately, go check it out. We've got lots of incredible offers. We'd love to help you out. If you're trying to decide between which one is the best fit for you right now, then don't hesitate to ask. Otherwise, if you know what it is that you want and you want to dive in, then go check them out. And we can't wait to see you on the other side.